Blog Talk Radio.
This is legendary adult film star Olivia O'Lovely, and you're tuned into the Heaven Hollywood Show.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica Rich, and when I'm not on set or filming a movie, I'm always listening to Heaven Hollywood.
Hi, everyone. It's your girl, Heather Bianchi, and when my crazy life allows me some free time, you can catch me always tuned in to Heaven Hollywood.
I'm Tegan Presley, and I want to give an awesome shout-out to Heaven Hollywood.
Hey, it's Amazing Amy, and you're listening to Heaven Hollywood.
Hey, sexy people. This is 2011 Urban X Female Performer of the Year, Naomi Banks. And when I am not doing my thing, I am tuned in to the one and only Heaven Hollywood. Keep it sexy.
Yeah. What up, yeah. Like? Bad news. Yeah. Boy, Chris in the A-M. Yeah. Boy, bless. Listen, in-house. It's been a while since I came like this. Oh, my God. It's time I let it bang like this. Oh, my God. I never let it go so far, but I'm back up on my toes. Bitches ring the alarm. This is a warning. Had to take a little time off the peak game. Nigga got a little sick off these weak legs. They flow driving like a key in the third lane. But can't survive the way a Mack truck in his wheel, man. Got them swerving from bright lights to loud pipes. Got them nervous, they Mack curve and crash site. Is looking like garbage, you were swaying with trash night. Left the D's wondering, puzzling, using their flashlights. So I just cruise whenever I'm in the booth. No for spitting the truth, regulating the tool. Hear the rap, then I kick back after I let it ooze. I'm not one of you Kit Kats, easy to choose. Bless the problems, so please try to excuse me. Gut busting, lyrical tongue, fucking your crew. I'm not one of you riff-raff niggas. I'm making moves around addict that rap magic to close cash. It's been a while since I came like this. Oh my God. It's time I let it bang like this. Oh my God. I never let it go so far, but I'm back up on my toes. Bitches ring the alarm, this is a warning. It's been a while since I came like this. Oh my God. It's time I let it bang like this. Oh my God. I never let it go so far, but I'm back up on my toes. Bitches ring the alarm, this is a warning. It's been a while since I left you shaking. Had to get up on my grind, back to money making. Now I'm back up on my grind, no more time wasting. Blessed back up in the booth and it's spine aching. It's his time, he going hard, you can never trace him. Speakers jumping out his trunk, rhymes levitating him. Here to give you what you want, now I'm out of the cage. And lyrical stain in this son of a bitch is amazing. It's been a storm that sent us back to the path that it came in. No more taking it easy, I'm already engaging. Splattering rack rappers, my habits attack battered. So battered and flattered, he falls something like glass shattered. So never mind with the who, what, where's, and he ain't there. I'm back shit, fixing the flare. Get some shits in the air, grind beats from the kick to the snare. Niggas, I'm here, no more fighting, it's fair. This is a war. It's been a while since I came like this. Oh my God. It's time I let it bang like this.
It's your boy, Heaven Hollywood, the Heaven Hollywood Experience on Dollhouse Radio, 646-595-4038. Once again, it's 646-595-4038. Welcome to another experience with Heaven Hollywood and the Crazies. I'm going to bring in two-thirds of the Crazies this week. I believe La Rivers will be joining us later on. On one of, you know, home, on her way home from one of her ventures, we'll check in with La to see what she was doing tonight that caused her to push this to the side. Once again, it's 646-595-4038. It is October 29th. 2013, and we're back for another experience. Let's see what we're going to get into tonight. We have, as a special guest, author Jennifer Luckett. She's going to stop by and check in and let us know what, you know, what she's got going on, and let her know a little bit about, you know, some of these books you've been writing, some of these steamy books. We're going to check in with some of this some of the things we got going on right now, we're also going to ask our special guest when she comes in. We're going to have her chime in on some of this. But one of the biggest stories that is still circulating through the celebrity world is the TLC biopic. It's now taken, you know, it's just going to another level. You know, Pebbles just won't accept the fact that she's been ousted by TLC. You know, it's not like TLC told us stuff that we didn't even already know. Pebbles is a greedy crook. We all knew that. And she just got exposed. For everyone who didn't know it, pretty much she's upset that the truth has been told. You know, allegedly. Who said it that way? Allegedly. We don't want to call Pebbles a liar or TLC telling the truth, but if it's my opinion, I'm rolling with T-Boz and Chili. But Pebbles is threatening lawsuits and what have you, but we'll see where that goes. We can talk about that. We can talk about Chris Brown getting out of trouble once again. Once again, Chris Brown sneaks out of trouble. Don't understand exactly how this is taking place, but Christopher Brown once again has snuck out of trouble after being arrested for a felony. At first, it was a felony assault on a man outside of a hotel, I believe it was. You know, and also there were some things about some, you know, homophobic slurs. Homophobic slurs being involved. Yes, Joseph Tan, I see you in the room. Thank you for tuning in. There was some things about some homophobic slurs being thrown in. Chris Brown, it got downplayed to a misdemeanor, downgraded to a misdemeanor now. He's out of jail. But we'll find out what happens as far as the probation goes. Let me bring in my crazies. I got my left-hand lady with me tonight. The right hand is off doing, obviously, much more important things in heaven. But I got my left-hand lady with me tonight. She's coming in. We call her the lady with the boots. Miss O.D.
What's going on?
Nice. Welcome again, Miss O.D.
Thank you, thank you.
And how was your week? Weekend?
It was busy, it was entertaining, it was dull all at the same time.
So do you have any weekend stories, that anything that popped off that we can learn about, that, you know, as the show goes on, a little later on in the show?
Yeah, I need to put a message out there to some, and I hate to just narrow it down to one particular race because I'm sure everybody does it, but I don't know what these Spanish people is doing out here, but in case you haven't noticed, it's cold outside.
Right.
The breeze is blowing. The leaves is on the floor. They changing. They dying. I mean, because it's so cold. Why are you out here in spaghetti straps and flip-flops with spandex pants on? It's cold.
And it's almost winter time.
Hello. Put a jacket on. I mean, let's get some socks that actually cover your ankles. Like, get you some boots. Like, I mean, what happened to that dress you used to wear throughout the year? Well, where's that fancy? You know, they always put the fancy dresses.
Right. So you saw this over the weekend.
Yes.
Like 55.
Listen, I'm talking that night when the weather drops. It's colder now.
Right.
At nighttime with the weather drop, a good 20 degrees, 30 degrees.
We're gonna have to get a message out to them maybe have to explain when the weather changes, you know, your wardrobe also has to change right along with it. Did you go anywhere exciting this weekend?
I did. I went to the haunted house they had out there in Farmingdale.
Okay.
Ooh.
I heard that note. How was that? Because I did hear that. I heard that's pretty scary out there.
It's pretty fucking crazy. It's definitely crazy. They did an excellent job. I like how they tell you before the whole thing even starts, we don't get paid enough to touch you, so don't touch us. So,
okay.
Exactly. Because, you know, a lot of people try to go up in there and be like, oh, he scared me, so I hit him. You can't do
right.
that. It's just a haunted house. Stop being such a Negroid. It's a haunted house. You have to expect people going to jump out at you. I mean, there was one part where you even had to, like, duck down because they had shit. Like, you were walking into things in the dark, pitch black dark. And all you know is that you have to start almost like you crawling to get up out of there type of shit. Like, it's crazy.
We're going to have to big that haunted house up. I'm definitely going to have to check that out. We're gonna big that haunted house up. Let me bring in the other part of the crazies, holding it down for the brothers, as always. It's the one and only, my man Zanim. Back on the Heaven Hollywood Experience, my man Zanim.
Yeah, man, what's going on, motherfucker?
What's going on? What's going on, man? Welcome to yet another show. Another crazy week, as always.
Glad to motherfucking be here. Absolutely. How the hell are you doing?
Good, good. Let's get into this before we bring on, once again, 10:30 p.m., we will have author Jennifer Luckett. She is, will be coming by, stop by to talk about her great books and the projects she has going on. We'll also have some callers, you know, call in, ask her a few questions. She's out here popping with the, you know, with the books. She's going to let us know how she popped off. Now, we got the Barneys. This thing that's going on, guys, with Jay-Z and the Barneys. Before we get back into TLC, the TLC now has been going strong for 3 weeks, and it is not slowing down. But this thing with Jay-Z and the Barneys. Now, as you two may or may not know, and I'm sure you do know, you two know everything, Macy's Barneys, you know, or they call it Macy's Incorporated and Barneys New York. There was a New York State probe shoppers, and there was racism charged against Macy's Barneys. There was African American shoppers saying that they were stopped by police after making luxury purchases. Now, one female said she purchased a 2,400 bag? The hell was she doing purchasing that bag anyway? I would have stopped her ass too.
Listen,
and then when you see her, she's got like, you know, hairs all nappy, the clothes on looking right. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Excuse me for judging you.
Excuse me for judging you. This bag is $2,500. And you look like you just rolled out of bed. Kayla Phillips, a 21-year-old nursing school student, said she was surrounded by four undercover police officers in February after leaving Barney's with a $2,500 Celine handbag. Well, yeah. Yeah.
That's not fair.
I would have surrounded your ass, too.
That's not fair. That's not fair. She's stripping for that money to pay for that bag, so you don't need to be hanging around her. She paid for that.
Well, no, my point is this. That what they're saying is they didn't know that they were checking to make sure that she paid for it. That was their excuse. Now, if you've seen a picture of this girl, like I said, I don't want to be one to judge.
Do it.
If you saw this girl walking around, you know, you would have to wonder, hey, how did she afford this bag? You know, she just doesn't look like the type that could afford a bag like that.
Right. At least she was.
So that's what racial profiling is.
Right.
I understand that. But I understand that you shouldn't racially profile, but you know what? I cannot say in the same situation, if I am a security guard at that store. And I see this bum-looking, nappy-headed chick. I don't care whether they're white or black. If they're looking like they have no business with a bag like that, then I'm sorry, I'm asking questions. But me, they don't have to be black, you know, for me. I'll ask a white person, too. If I see a white person coming in there looking like they're, you know, homeless, pretty much, and they're walking out there with a $2,400 bag, I'm stopping them, too. Miss O.D., you don't think this is right. Miss O.D., you don't think this is right?
Nah, not at all. I mean, it is what it is.
What are you doing over there? Get on, come on, wake up. Get in the game.
That's the society we live in.
That's about, so you think that she got stopped because she was African-American?
Yeah, they wasn't stopping, no. Come on. Have you ever heard a story of a snowflake getting stopped?
Pretty Woman. They made a whole movie about it.
For that.
That's right. You heard him, Pretty Woman. Now, there has been up to 4 complaints. Art Palmer, 56-year-old exercise trainer from Brooklyn, he told the Daily News that he was surrounded by police who demanded to see identification after he used his credit card to buy a $320 worth of polo shirts and ties at Macy's in April. Now, that's not no big deal, $320. That's nothing. But the point is this. Jay-Z, who is a very inspirational person out here, Jay-Z has a big-time contract with Macy's and Macy's and Barney's. When hearing that he had this contract, all of the media world and the newspaper world went in on Jay-Z. Black people saying he shouldn't do business. You know, can he do business with a racist company? And they were trying to so-called pressure Jay-Z into saying, you know what, I'm going to, because of this company, I don't like this company stand for, we're going to pull out. Jay-Z did respond and said that basically until he has all the facts, he's staying put. Miss O.D.,
I don't
your opinion, does Jay-Z owe it to anyone, or because of him being in the spot that he's in, should he or even consider pulling out his business venture with Barney's?
I don't think so. I think he should make a statement maybe about how disappointed he is in the situation and how they hope it never happens again. But as far as pulling out, that would be a stupid business move because that's just one more place that your fan base is not able to purchase what it is you're trying to sell.
But, I mean, listen. Let's just be real here. Jay-Z, you know what Jay-Z's cheapest piece of wardrobe is in that store? I believe his cheapest piece of wardrobe may have been a raincoat, okay? And I think that raincoat goes for about $1,300.
Nice.
Okay.
So, are people who listen to Jay-Z, for the majority of people, are they buying Jay-Z's core audience? Are they walking into Barney's and purchasing a $1,300 raincoat?
No, they're not.
Okay, so
all the more reason why he shouldn't pull out, because the people who are spending $1,300 are not mad about these little comments and situations that's going on. So,
right, because they're probably either celebrities or white.
My point exactly.
I mean,
So him pulling out, I'm saying, would be a stupid business move. I understand if he goes and makes a statement, I'm disappointed in the situation, blah, 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 blah. But as far as pulling out, that would be a stupid business move. Absolutely not.
What? Okay, my man's in them?
Yes, sir. Well, the other part of that you didn't mention, I'm not sure if you knew or not, Jay-Z is making no money from this. It's all going to charity. All the proceeds from anything that gets sold from the store. So for him, he's pretty much taking the white man's money and saying, ha, 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 white man, I'm going to take your money and put it in my charity. Take that.
All right, so he's putting it in his charity.
He's not getting a dime from this shit. Like, literally, he's not making any income from this deal.
Well, he'll
really
get it once
it.
He writes it off at the end of the year. But right now, well, he's not.
It's going to the Carter Foundation. Like, all of the proceeds are going to that from all his.
Right,
they see all the money
which he writes off at the end of the year and gets it all back anyway. But that's another story.
Right.
As they all do. So, you know, they never, I mean, I understand what you mean, that he's not making immediate money from it, but those charities from these celebrities never impresses me. Because I know how those things work.
No, you definitely
those,
write it off at the
those
end.
Those charities,
right.
They write off at the end of the year, and they get a big chunk of money back for it anyway.
But
so
at the end of the
it's
day,
it's not like they make, it's like they get the money later. I do understand they're not getting money right now. They're getting money
but
later.
Either way, at the end of the day, if the charity can feed kids and put more presents on for Christmas and stuff like that, whether you get the money back at the end of the year or not, you still get the charity's still getting the money. So, hey, you know,
well,
you're still helping.
See, yet another reason why it would even make sense for him to pull out. That wouldn't even make sense.
All right. So, I'm not going to go there.
Are you stating that there's no charity getting any money? Is that what you're trying to say there?
Well, I'm going to say that I'm just by things that I've learned and a little bit of research into that charity and a lot of, not just Jay-Z, you know, a lot of the charities formed by celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of those times, and you can even look into and research it, it turns out not being a charity at all.
That's
you know, I'm not saying that Jay-Z is one of them, but a lot of those times, those charities don't even exist. You know, those are made-up names.
You are saying
you know
that,
to grab a tax write off at the end of the year. Now, like I said, I'm not saying that Jay-Z is a, but I'm just very reluctant when it comes to celebrities in general. When it comes to these charities,
okay,
that's all. So you both say that he shouldn't pull out. Now, what about one person who brought up and once again listened to the Heaven Hollywood Experience? We shall be having Jennifer Luckett, author, calling in about 10:30. And anyone who wants to ask her any questions can call up afterwards. Now, we'll get back to Sean Carter. The TLC thing is not going away. You got Pebble's daughter now threatening Chili on social media. I don't know whether you two saw that, but she threatened a girl. I better not. I can't wait till I see you out in Atlanta. Now she's gonna beat Chili up.
Damn, son.
I said it last week. I don't know whether I said it here. When I was a special guest on Dollar Hustler. I think I was a special guest on India's show. This goes way deeper than the TLC. This thing with Chili is way deeper than the TLC movie because she's coming for Chili, but it's T-Bar's doing most of the talking.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
In the movie, if you notice, when all three of them first performed for L.A. Reid and herself, there was a part where he kind of cut at Chili a little bit, talking about how she's the sexy one, the pretty one, whatever.
And then you saw that, and then they showed him for a minute, and then they showed
and then they
her for a minute.
Pebble's face, and then they showed Pebble's face, and then
right.
The whole shit had the Dallas. So she's always had it out for Chili, in my personal opinion.
Right, and the good thing you brought that up, good looking you, because I did see that as well. And if you do not know, there was a time years ago where it was alleged that Pebbles came out and said she had caught Chili sleeping with her then husband, L.A. Reid.
Oh, snap.
So that was a few years ago that she tried to make it seem as so you would think I mean, excuse me, just from her flirting with Dallas or what have you, you ready to kick her out the group? It seemed a little extreme, you know, for that. And like you said, it seemed like she's always had it out for Chili. And there was a special guest on India's show on Welcome to the Dollhouse, which you can check out Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. And he said that, you know, he would not confirm nor deny that rumor. So to me, I'm going to take it as it's true.
Absolutely.
And, you know, she remember she called her loose, and Chili admitted to that years ago. She called her the loose one. And it just seems like now the daughter, after T-Bob is doing most of the accusations, and T-Bob is, you know, they were both executive producers, but T-Bob is the creator of that film. She came at, it seems like everyone's got it out for Chili. And like I said, that goes deeper, I believe, than the film. Thoughts? My man's in them?
Well, you know how that girl shit goes. You know how
and
that
it
girl
is the
shit
daughter
goes.
Of, it is L.A. Reid's daughter.
I don't put it past them, though, because once girls and the men are involved in this shit, yeah, definitely, you can bring up shit from years ago. Like, I've been waiting to beat that bitch's ass the last 10 years. Damn it. About time I get a chance. Word.
And you know what it is? Now she's a grown woman. Before it would have looked back, she was a little kid. Now she's grown.
She's been holding that fucking punch in the face for years. She can't wait.
To be legal. Now what?
Hell yeah.
So we're not keeping up on that. She tweeted, and of course, you know, Chili has responded, and you know, Chili responded as Chili would. You know, well, she said, well, basically, that's her daughter. So her daughter's defending her mother as she should, as we expect any daughter to defend their mother. She said, you know, all we're doing is we're just up here telling the truth. You know, we're not trying to hurt anybody. You know, we're telling our story, and we're telling it, you know, to the best of our ability. So I just think that Pebbles is just a little sore that all this is coming out when she's supposed to be, you know, Sister Perry Reed now. So be born again, she found God. So all that money you took for them girls, you I hope you found Jesus. She took a lot of money for them chicks, and allegedly. So we're going to tune, anyone wants to chime in on that? I know that was a big topic during the week. That's 646-595-4038. And, of course, we got to get into the guy code. One of the guy code rules, my man's in them, and we discussed this briefly during the week. What are one of the guy codes that are supposed to never be broken that we're going to discuss tonight?
Never telling another brother, no matter what. Keep your mouth shut, goddammit.
So the guy code is, one of the guy code rules are you should never rat out on one of your fellow men.
Definitely not.
We want to find out, is there a situation where it's okay to rat your fellow man out? Now, Miss O.D., have you ever had another guy come up to you and say, yeah, you know, don't tell Jay I told you this, but yo, you know, he cheating on you, he's seeing some other girl. Now, you know, you a nice girl, so I'm just telling you this because I think he's doing you wrong. I think he's doing you wrong. So, you know, you a nice girl and all. I you know, if you was my girl, I would never cheat you. I wouldn't be treating you like that.
The classic line. I would never do that.
That's the classic. Trying to smash himself line.
Hell yeah.
You trying to keep the door open for you at a later date.
Which is even more slimy. Damn, son.
So, Miss O.D., have you ever had a guy come up to you and let you know. Did you ever get your man told on by another dude?
Something like that, yeah. Definitely.
So another dude came up to you at some point and said, yo, your man's smashing this other chick, but don't say nothing.
Not that severe, but like, yo, son, like that dude you like, why are he talking to you? Like, I don't know, I seen him da-da-da and da-da-da-da. I'm just saying. Are you cool people? So I wanted to let you know because
here we go.
Flag on the play. Flag
now,
on
keep
the
it
play.
Real. Keep it real. At any point, has this dude wanted to or tried to get with you?
No.
So this dude never tried to get with, or at least you don't know about it.
At least I don't. Not to your knowledge.
That nigga want to smash.
Hell yeah.
He want to smash. Whenever chicks say that, so basically, whenever there's a dude, and especially if it's his friend, that's even worse. But even a stranger, even a regular fellow man of mine, it's just guy code. Women do it all the time. But it's just guy code. Certain things you just don't do. She just got to find out for herself.
Basically, it's grown folks' business.
Ms. O.D., did you believe him?
Well, I was already seeing what I needed to see, so I knew what the situation was, but I didn't even take it to heat because I knew it was on some I'm trying to smash myself type of situation. Because, like you said, no dude would tell on his friend. No dude would do that. That's not even normal. Girls don't do that. No dude would do that.
Oh, man. We're going to come back to this, and we're going to ask our special guest our intake on it. This young lady is making her way through the novel business. You know, she started out all the way down from Mississippi. Southern girl, a Southern belle, out here doing her thing, putting her novels out. We're going to talk to her about what she's got going on. I want everyone to welcome the lovely Miss Jennifer Luckett to the Heaven Hollywood Experience.
Oh.
Hey, Miss Luckett.
Hey, how
welcome.
Are you? Thank you.
Wow.
Okay, cut those damn applause off already.
Okay.
Okay. Jeez. Welcome to the show, Miss Luckett.
Thank you.
Okay, and you have, just to introduce you, we have I am Heaven Hollywood, as you should know. I have my crazies with me, Miss O.D.
Welcome. Hello.
Hello.
And representing for the men, I have my mans in them. This is Jennifer Luckett.
Hey, how you doing, miss?
I'm good, and you?
Good. Welcome to the party.
Thank you.
And Lord knows it's a party. Yeah, so, look, I know you've heard some of the, we're going to get into some of the topics we got going on. We're also going to take a couple of calls. You know, I'm sure there's a couple of people out there that want to, you know, chime in and say a word or two to you. But now you got inspired to start writing at a young age, so around 14 years old. Is that when you first got inspired to, you know, that you wanted to be a writer?
Yeah, actually I started off with poetry. And
okay.
I discovered that I liked that around 14. I won a contest at school. So, yeah, around 14.
All right. And now, how did you go about getting your first book published? First of all, what was your very first book or very first novel that you worked on?
It was Caught in the Middle. And I contacted several publishers, but at that time, nobody was really interested. So finally I ran across another publisher, and he was interested in my work, and I went over the contract with him and everything, and I signed. And that was in 2009, and my book was released in December of 2010.
Now, was Caught in the Middle, because it seems like there was other books before it. Caught in the Middle was the first book. Was that the first book published?
Yes, Caught in the Middle.
Okay. Now, tell me about, they like to call it the saga, the Trifling saga. Tell me a little bit about Trifling and Trifling 2.
Okay. Trifling. Yeah, that's the one that the majority of my readers love. It takes place in Mississippi, and it's dealing with a couple, Sparkle and Savion. And they've been together for a while, but after she deals with him for so long with the streets and the women and he's in the game and she just gets tired of it, she chooses to move on, which was a hard pill for her to swallow, but at the same time she was just fed up with him. So it was so much going on in that book that I came out like a year later with part two. Everybody was just like ready for it. And when it dropped, I thank God that it did really good, part two. And that also takes place in Mississippi. And it's dealing with Sparkle having to move on and find love again and dealing with Savion. They also have a child together, so that makes it a little bit harder and adds more drama to it. But yeah, I'm going to start working on part three really soon. So yeah, that's one of my favorites right there, and it's full of drama.
We're talking to Ms. Jennifer Luckett, author Jennifer, as she likes to be referred to, 646-595-4038. Miss O.D., what you got over there?
Well, I wanted to ask you, hello.
Hi.
I wanted to ask you, for someone who's never read any of your books, what is it they can expect going into there?
I have one word, really, when I describe my material, is drama. But also, I want them to walk away, and I want to, you know, leave them with something. And that something is, I want them to know that if you choose this lifestyle, then these are the things that happen, whether they're good or whether they're bad. When we make certain choices, there are things that happen afterwards. So my books do have a meaning. And, you know, I want my readers to walk away with something, not just a whole bunch of drama going on and a whole bunch of nothing. No, if there are things that go on in my book that lead up to certain situations. And young women, you know, I want them to be able to see that these are the type of things that happen when you choose this type of guy, this, that, and the other. And this is what you can expect, you know, a whole bunch of drama, a whole bunch of things going on that really you can't avoid. You know, it's just the decisions that we make.
Okay.
Well, you know nowadays that you're going down the right path. Nowadays everybody loves the drama. And we're talking to Jennifer Luckett. You see it all over. Everyone loves the drama. Now, so like this. Now, are your stories, is there anything that happened in your life or the life you're living right now that has any inspiration on your story? Are your stories about your life, or are they about someone? Do other people in your life inspire the stories? You know, where do you get most of your inspiration to write these stories from?
Some of my characters come from people that I've met, maybe neighbors, people that I grew up with, things of that nature. I mean, I talk to a lot of females. I have a lot of female cousins, and things that I might have overheard them say, and we'll start laughing the first thing. I'll say, you need to put that in your book. So, yeah, I go ahead and put it in my book. But, yeah, a lot of it comes from people that I know. Some of the characters I make up, but no, at the same time, none of it has happened in my life. Oh, no, I can't say, no, I'm going to leave that one alone. But
come on now, Jennifer, did it happen or not? Come on now. You're here, you're on the Heaven Hollywood Experience with Heaven Hollywood and the Crazies. If there was ever a show where you could say that some of this stuff happened to you, it is on the Heaven Hollywood Experience with Heaven Hollywood and the Crazies. We want to know. My man's in them, don't you want to know?
Damn right I want to know.
Let me
have
say this,
any of these things happened to Jennifer Lugg in her life?
It's going to stay right here.
Let me say some of the little small things have happened, but I have exaggerated a lot of it and turned it
you're
into
writer. You're
something completely different.
Okay, so some of the things that so you have dated some trifling ass Negroes, yes?
One in particular. I really don't like to discuss that because he's deceased, and that's my child's father. So I try to have respect for that situation. But
we won't discuss him. Rest in peace, him. So we'll go to us with that. But like I said, so someone other than him, that's it. They're not in the book. There's not any men around that's reading the book like, I know she's talking about me.
No, actually there aren't. But before he passed away, he did come to me and say, they was like, I know you're talking about me, but that's all right. He actually did read my book before he passed away, so.
Okay, and we're talking to Ms. Jennifer Luckett, author Jennifer. How many books do you have published, Ms. Luckett?
Okay, my first one is Caught in the Middle. Then I have No Win Situation. Then I have Trifling 1 and 2. Then I have So Gone. And I co-authored a book with Cash, A Dirty South Love.
Okay. Okay, and that was written with someone, correct?
Yes, with author Cash.
Okay. All right, and now, if anyone wants to call in and ask and talk some questions, we got the number, once again, is 646-595-4038. If you had to pick, we're going to come back to the question. Well, it's time to get into some personal questions now. You know,
okay.
We were talking along here about the TLC. Did you see the TLC movie?
I did.
Okay, and of course, that was a big topic, you know, over the past, going on 2 weeks now. And what was your initial impression of the TLC movie? Was there something that you saw in the film? Well, let's just go at it this way. Whose side are you on? Are you Team TLC or are you Team Pebbles?
I'm Team TLC.
I'm Team TLC, too. That's what I'm talking about. Pebbles, you lying. Give this woman an applause. Pebbles, you lying and the truth ain't in you. Everybody knows you're lying. Okay, so after seeing a film like that, and you being in, you know, you're author, you are in the entertainment business. Okay, do you have, let's say, you signed a contract. Did you have to sign a contract for your deal? You had to sign a contract for your book deal, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, now, signing a contract for your book deal, I'm sure it was the first one you signed. Did you have a lawyer present with you, or did you go there like, you know what, I know what I'm doing, I trust myself, you know, I ain't got no money to be paying for no lawyer. You know, did you go there alone? Did you go there with a lawyer? Who did you bring with you as security, you know, when you signed this contract?
Actually, I did it myself. And, yeah, at the time, I didn't think that I needed a lawyer because I actually thought the person was cool. But I can understand where they were coming from when you put all of your work into something and to see someone else benefit from it, it really does hurt. So that's why the second go round, you know, I didn't do that. I'm self-published now and I get all of my money. You know, I don't have to worry about, are they cheating me? Is he doing this? Is he doing that? But really, I wish that I had let a lawyer go over it before I signed it, but I didn't. So, yeah, I feel where they're coming from on that. That's why I'm on TLC's side, because I know what that feels like for somebody to get you when they know that you're new in the industry or whatever and get over on you. That's not a good feeling, especially when you've worked 6, 7, 8 months, you know, on your material. And for somebody to do that, yeah, that's hard.
Absolutely. We're talking to Jennifer Luckett, author of, you got Trifling, you have Trifling 2, you have No-Win Situation. You also had a book called So Gone and Caught in the Middle. If you had a choice right now, if they told you, what book is your favorite, what book would that be?
Trifling.
Personal favorite.
Yes.
which would be your personal favorite?
Okay. Trifling. I would have to say that because that book means a lot to me because I put a lot of stuff that was deep down inside of me, I put it into that book. And at that time, I was really going through a personal situation in my life, so that book helped me to get over all of that. I just put so much of my hurt and feelings and anger and everything into it. And I think that's what has helped to make it a really great book, and my readers love it. There are characters in there that they can relate to. You know, it's a very down-to-earth book. I didn't sugarcoat anything. It is what it is in there, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, I would have to say Trifling.
Okay, now, I did a little research, as we do, and I've read somewhere or heard somewhere that you, that one of your inspirations was Kiki Swenson. And, you know, Kiki Swenson's also, you know, had a ton of novels. Has a couple of New York Times bestsellers. So Kiki Swenson was a inspiration. How did she inspire you in the way that you write your books?
Well, I was actually sitting at work, and I was reading my book, and it's something that hit me. And I was like, I think I can do this too. And her book just really touched me because a lot of stuff in her material was personal for me. It's like, dang, I can relate to this, and I can relate to that, and I can see how this character felt in this situation and that situation. So that's how I wrote Caught in the Middle. And I think like 2 days after I wrote that, I started part two, which will be released next month sometime.
Wow. Okay, so we're just going to play a little fantasy game we like to play here. If Kiki Swenson, we'll use Kiki Swenson since you set up one of your inspirations. Kiki Swenson was standing in front of you. You know, what would you say to her? Let's say you bumped into Kiki Swenson. She was standing in front of you, and you would say what to her?
Thank you, because it's because of her that I was able to pen my own novel, seeing how her characters came to life in the book, and it took me away from everything. Like, I was so interested in, I couldn't hardly even get my work done on my job, so it had to be really, really good, because it's hard for me to read something if it's not interesting. So I would have to tell her thank you, because she really did help me, and I appreciate it.
Well, that's a beautiful thing for you to say, Jennifer, because ironically, you can tell Miss Swenson that now we got Kiki Swenson live on the line here. It's a Heaven Hollywood experience. Miss Swenson?
How you doing?
Don't make me start crying. Thank you.
You a sweetheart. Listen, they called me and they said, Kiki, you have a fan. You got to talk to her. So that's why I'm calling in. You are a sweetheart, and thank you so much for using me as an inspiration to write your book.
Oh, thank you. Like I said, I really do appreciate it. Because when I was sitting there reading your book, it was like, it took me away from everything that was going on around me. And that means a lot, because when you can keep a reader's attention, you know you're doing your job. And from you doing me like that, that's how I do my readers. I try to keep something popping off, because I'm like, I don't ever want to be a dull moment, because there are no dull moments in your material. So, yeah, I really do appreciate that. You were a blessing.
Look, let me tell you, I am my own worst critic, and I'm like you. I don't want a dull moment in my book. Every page you turn, I want something to happen, something to jump out at you. So it's refreshing. It's refreshing to hear you say that. And because I've been in the industry, oh, my God, how long have I been in the industry? Since 2002? I wrote my first book in the year 2000, the one I self-published called Mad Shambles, but that didn't do well. So I wrote Wifey, and that took me to the next level, and then I just did the whole Wifey series with the collaborations with Nikki Turner, Denisha Diamond, and Wahida Clark, and Wifey definitely gave me the platform. But I said all that to say, it's hard because the industry is so saturated with a lot of new authors.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing that made me smile tonight is that you said that I have inspired you, because I feel like because there are so many new authors coming out now, it's like when it's your time, that's your time, and you have to stay relevant. And then as time progresses, people are not going to want to, you know, read something by you. They want to read something hot by somebody new. Mm-hmm. So, again, to hear you tell me that, it really made me smile tonight. So I thank
you. Well, thank you. Oh, thank you, too. It's so funny because the other day, like, we're moving. So I had to pack up all my books, and I had, like, over 200 and something books. And I got rid of the majority of them. But the only ones that I didn't get rid of were yours. I just could not let that girl have those books. I was like.
They told me.
She was like, do you have, because I gave them to like three different people. And one of them called me the other day. She was like, do you have any books left? And I'm saying to myself, I do, but you won't be getting them. But, yeah, thank you so much. And it's good to hear from you.
You need to thank them. Thank them.
Thank you all.
Ms. Swenson,
thank
we
you.
Want to thank you for taking time out. Real quickly, what can we expect from Ms. Kiki Swenson? She was on the show. She was on the Heaven Hollywood show a couple of years ago. What can we expect from Swenson coming up?
Well, I'm coming out with Green Eye Bandit Part 2 in a couple of weeks. August. November the 22nd. And then a week after that, Wife Extraordinaire Part 3, Reloaded, comes out a couple of weeks after that. And then Cheaper to Keep a Part 5 is in December. So, you know, I'm
wow.
getting ready for the holidays, and then I'm going to take a little hiatus, a six-month hiatus after that. But, yeah, so Cheaper to Keep her, Part 5 in December, Wife Extraordinaire Part 3, and Green Eye Bandit Part 2, both in November.
Wow, that one is working. We want to thank you for checking in with us, Swenson. We will definitely have you back on the show a little
Absolutely.
Later on in 2014, and we just appreciate you taking time to call up.
Okay, can I say this really quick?
Sure.
Everybody who wants me to come out with YP Part 6, send in petitions because I want to release that book. And you guys know that I was under legal... I had the legal battle, you know, with my ex-publisher, you know, for
right.
a couple of years. So if y'all want to see that. And then your brother, too, Heaven, he wants me to release, he wants to get with me to do the Playing Dirty series.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Warrior CD.
That Playing Dirty. We got to do that.
Yeah. But, again, let's send in some petitions so we can get YP Part 6. And
petition. Everybody send in that petition for YP Part 6. And Playing
yes.
Dirty, so we can direct it. Ms. Swenson,
That's
we want
right.
to thank you for tuning in and
no
checking
problem.
In. We will definitely be checking back with you. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kiki.
Okay, I love y'all. You're welcome, baby. Good night.
All right, good night.
Bye.
Ms. Kiki Swenson. How about that one, Ms. Luckett?
Okay, that was all good right there. Thank you. You all made my night.
Beautiful.
I appreciate
it. No, but so Miss OD.
Yes.
Okay, when you pick up a book, and I'm gonna give it to my manager and them as well. What is it? I'm gonna ask my manager and them first. My manager and them.
Yes, sir.
When you grab a book, and I'm gonna say this: when you grab a book that is from a female author, what's the first thing you look for in that book? What's the first thing that draws you to not being able to stop turning the pages?
Kind of what she was saying, exactly. Like, I need to, it has to be something on every page to keep me drawing in and see what happens next, you know? Like that, I guess that wow factor, that excitement of oh, shit, I can't believe that happened. What's going to happen on the next page? Damn,
right,
you know?
I want to turn the page.
Right, exactly. Yeah, definitely.
Miss O.D.?
I would have to say the first thing every female is looking for is some type of memory, some type of sex definitely always gets you. You get sex in the
face. That's what gets me turning the pages.
Absolutely.
So you put that on the first couple of pages and you're golden. So, but yeah, like it just has to like you have to be able
some
to
sort
relate.
Of so something that kind of like brings a memory back to you, like oh I
That's,
remember this happened that kind of happened to me.
Right, like you start off with the book. I remember when I was 6 years old, 8 years old. You're
right.
Like, yeah, things like that.
Mm, okay. Well, for me, it's always the sex. I'm not going to lie.
Because you're a porn star.
You know, yeah, of course. if there's sex in this book, I'm all for it. No, but, you know, it just can't be, you know, I pick up the book and it's all about, yeah, and we were breaking backboards, you know. It has to have some sort of theme to it. But, you know, a lot of sex
right.
in the book, you know, helps. So we're talking to Ms. Jennifer Luckett. Once again, you're not on Twitter, so we're not going to give you Twitter out. Or you're on Twitter, but you say you really don't use your Twitter. However, we also want to ask you a couple other things of some of the topics that we went over over the last couple of weeks. We asked you about the TLC thing. You said you are pro-TLC. Let's ask you about what's going on with Jay-Z and the Barneys and Barneys Incorporated. Now, my two nut jobs here said that if they're Jay-Z, they don't pull out.
I didn't say that,
don't
all right.
They pull out of the business venture. They didn't say they wouldn't pull out. They won't pull out of the business venture. Definitely won't pull out of Beyonce, but that's another story.
Ira West back then.
He wouldn't pull out of the business venture. What's going on with the Barneys that a lot of people are considering them a racist, and a lot of four African-Americans have cases now against Barneys. I got cases on all y'all. had some cases. That's my Denzel.
Good job.
Had some cases against them. Now, if you're Jay-Z, let's put yourself in Jay-Z's shoes. And, you know, Jay-Z is considered a role model to a lot of African-Americans.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been feeling the pressure, so to speak. African-Americans come to him saying, how could you do business with him, with this company, after they've proven to be a racist company? Let's face it. Yes, they're a big company. Jay-Z is worth about $570 million, and it's only going up. I just don't think that if he pulled out of Barney's, it's not like he's going to be worth $200 million afterwards. So would you be able to see where his so-called core audience is coming from? My two crazies said they would not pull out. They don't think it's a smart business move. And Ms. O.D. stated that the core audience that are buying his clothes aren't the ones complaining anyway. So put yourself in Jay-Z. What would you feel looking at it as a Jay-Z fan or being Jay-Z himself? If this was you, would you even consider pulling out of business? You know, that's going in your pockets. That's messing with your money. You know, would you consider, or is there some things that, you know, should be more important?
I think you're going to call me crazy, too, because I wouldn't pull out.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Take that.
Well, I'm all on an island by myself this week because Law Rivers isn't here to bail me out. You know Law would side with me. But,
that's not true.
But we know Law would probably side with Miss O.D. So I would assume that, you know, I'm wrong on this one. I'm still and let's just face it. I never came out and said, you know, I would pull out if I was Jay-Z. So I'm just saying that being that it is your audience, and a lot of people brought up, a person brought up another point prior, when the situation was, who was it that Jay-Z, okay, it was Cristal, correct? Jay-Z used to support Cristal. But then, when Cristal came across it and basically told Jay-Z they didn't want him drinking or representing his liquor, you know, he stopped supporting them.
That's different.
That's
okay.
Different.
That's like the dude in Timberland, the CEO or the owner, whatever the hell, who said, I don't want black people wearing my shit, opposed to a little employee in the Brooklyn store that
right.
caught an attitude, you know? That's management right there. Management said that shit. That's different. Yeah, that's personal. Word.
Then once you're drinking Cristal. So, you know, he pulled out, you know, and he faced a little pressure from people saying, how could you drink that? Those people are racist. They said they didn't actually come to Jay-Z and say that, but they said, you know, they didn't put out this liquor for black folks.
But niggers, that's what they said, definitely.
Basically, not good. All right. Now, Jennifer, what we do with all our special guests here, and once again, we want to thank you for stopping by. What we do with all our special guests here is we play a little thing called Shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Shotgun is a very dangerous game, very dangerous part of this interview. It's where we pretty much shoot questions at you, and you are going to answer these questions with your first response. Don't try to sit and think about it and give the politically correct answer. This is the answer you are going to give.
Okay.
Shotgun. You know, with somebody shooting at you, you know, you're not going to be thinking, oh, wait, let me fix my hair before I duck. Your reaction is to duck or to get out of the way.
Hopefully.
So,
hopefully.
A little bit of Shotgun for Jennifer Lucky. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, boy. It gets personal, so you beware. Favorite hangout spot?
Home.
Favorite position? Sexual. Favorite sexual position?
From the back? Oh, my God.
Strangest place you ever did it?
Outside.
Did you vote for Obama?
Yes.
Your biggest pet peeve?
I bite my fingernails.
What do you sleep in?
T-shirt.
Usher or Chris Brown?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Usher or Chris Brown?
Usher.
Favorite food?
Spaghetti.
Beyonce or Rihanna?
Rihanna.
Favorite comedian?
Ricky Smiley.
Ever do a girl?
No.
Your ultimate goal?
To succeed in this industry and to one day see my books turned into a movie.
If you were ever offered to do Playboy, would you accept?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Give her an applause for that.
Give her an applause. That woman said yes. A lot of hesitation. Jennifer Luckett on the Heaven Hollywood Experience. Let everybody know, Ms. Luckett, where they can find you and start getting on that Twitter so I can blast you out every day.
Okay.
Does anybody know where they can find you at, Jennifer?
And Playboy.
They can find me on Facebook under Author Jennifer, and if they want to send me an email, they can email me at lovewriting1@aol.com.
Lovewriting1. We want to make sure that now your next book that you're working on, give us a little exclusive. What's the next book from Jennifer Luckett?
Caught in the Middle Part 2.
There we go. Exclusive here. Ms. Luckett, we want to thank you for stopping in. Hope you had fun. We want to make sure when that book comes out, you come and pay us a visit again, all right?
I will, and thank you all. I really do appreciate it. Have a good night.
Absolutely. Good night. Incredible luck to everybody. She said, from the back.
Yeah, buddy. I caught that, too. Yes.
I caught it. Don't think we didn't hear you, Jennifer. From the back. Maybe that should be your next book.
I like yesterday and then started like, oh, my God.
Too late to be shy now. You already said it. Shit.
So when we get down up here, the Heaven Hollywood Experience, we'll be right back to we'll make fun of celebrities. We'll do that when we come back. It's Heaven Hollywood. My name is Heaven Hollywood, and these are my friends, the Crazies.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back with my mans and them and Miss O.D.
You know.
Let's see, what should we, what do I like to say? My it's been my two favorite words over the past 2 months.
What, bitch?
What, bitch? 6465954038. That was fun. Well, once again, we want to thank Ms. Jennifer Luckett.
Real quick, can I just say something real quick?
Absolutely.
I still really do not like that song.
I was getting ready to ask you. Boy, you're lucky the Brit Army isn't in here. I'd sick them on your ass.
Well, you better work, bitch.
So
you better work, bitch.
I'm so sorry, but I just really don't like that song.
Let me tell you something, Miss O.D.
Tell her.
I wish I could talk to Brittany about that.
Tell her.
If you would talk to Brittany about her first single that she came out with as her highly anticipated single, you would tell her exactly what, Miss O.D., if Queen Brittany was in your face and said, did you like my song? Queen Brittany, that's right.
Queen Brittany. I love you to bits and pieces, but that's not my fave.
I think she would work you, bitch.
A couple other things. Now, the whole Chris Brown thing. As you know, Chris Brown, once again, he was arrested, you know, for a felony assault, officially. At first, it was a felony assault. Now, you know how I am with these celebrities. As soon as a celebrity gets arrested, the first thing I'm saying is, they ain't going to jail.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, but I thought Chris Brown was a little different because, you know, they don't like Chris Brown. So I thought as soon as Chris Brown spit in the road, you know, I thought they were going to arrest his ass.
Send that nigga to jail.
They arrested him. They then dropped the charge down to a misdemeanor, so where he will probably do no jail time. But my thing is this. Why is this not, this is about his fourth incident, Sister Rihanna. Why is this not a violation of his probation?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he finish that?
No.
That's why I made it a felony offense in the first place. It still got over.
Right. I mean, you know, this guy has more lives than Lindsay Lohan, apparently.
He could probably get away with smacking a white bitch at this point and get away with it.
Well, I know how much you trust in TMZ. So according to TMZ, allegedly someone came forward and said that it wasn't that he just attacked them. It was that he tried to get on the bus or some sort of situation.
Yeah, one of Chris Brown's people said that the dude tried to get on the bus, and because there was some other guy. Well, of course, Chris Brown's people are going to say that. But the bottom line is this. Chris Brown is not supposed to be, he's supposed to pretty much keep his nose clean, so to speak. And that first, he threw the window out of Good Morning America. He didn't get locked up for that. That was definitely, he threw a chair out the window of Good Morning America, down on the Broadway in New York. Could have killed somebody.
Serious anger problems.
He had that. Then he got into the fight with Sweet Boy. Got in the fight with Frank Ocean.
Sweet Boy.
Right.
That was nice.
There was another issue. Then he stole the cell phone. He stole the girl's cell phone. I think she took the picture. He stole the cell phone from her. She tried to bring him up and said that he stole her cell phone. He took the cell phone and drove off.
That
was another incident. I believe there was another incident after that.
Yo, he needs to go on vacation. He just needs to stop.
Yeah. and like I said, that I blame this all on one person.
Paris Hilton.
It goes back to Rihanna.
I don't
care what happens in his life now. If Rihanna put something on that boy, I don't know whether it was a rook. I don't know whether she put lemon juice in her cooch. I don't know what she did. That girl did something unusual to that man.
That's that West Indian pum pum.
You should know.
She put on accent and everything. You heard that? I'm about to get
off. Yeah, you heard it, though. That's how West Indian pum pum. You heard
that?
What the fuck
was that? I'm about to hang up.
Rihanna did something to Chris Brown. And every single time Chris Brown gets into trouble, I'm sorry, I'm blaming Rihanna. She needs to take this, whatever rook she got on this boy, she needs to take off. Because he just cannot get his life. So, Rihanna, if you're out there, you're causing Chris Brown all this problems. This boy going to wind up killing somebody.
Wait. I got to ask you a question.
Okay.
If you saw Rihanna, would you still hit it? Yes, you would.
If I saw Rihanna?
If Rihanna, absolutely.
If she threw
the poom poom at you, yes. There we go.
Absolutely.
Continue on. So I just want to get that out the
is
way.
Is Tupac alive? Of course I hit it. Tupac's alive, I'm telling you right now. Next year he'll be coming back.
Yes, sir.
Next year is 2014. 2 plus 4 equals 6 plus 1 equals 7. You know, he's coming back. On anything that equals 7, he's coming back.
177.
That's right.
The numbers.
He's coming back. This will be, if you realize, this will be now the year, I believe it would be 17 years, which is your past the, what's that term they use? When it's too late, that they can't get arrested? Statute of limitation?
There we go. That works.
Yeah, you're past statute of limitation, 17 years. So he can come back tomorrow. They couldn't do anything. So that's why, you know, once 17 years comes. So that's why I believe that would be 43 years old he would be, 4 plus 3 equals 7.
Mm-hmm. Wow, look at you.
I believe that is when Machiavelli, who he changed his name to, that's when Machiavelli came back. He faked his death at the same age Tupac faked his death. Was he 25? 2 plus 5 equals 7.
Wow.
And Mm-mm. He's coming back at 43. 4 plus 3 equals 7.
Stop it. You're freaking me out. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
He stayed in the hospital 6 days and died on the 7th day in the hospital.
Oh.
He's on the 7th floor. All it is true stuff. You can look up.
That's pretty wild.
So, if you put a gun to my head and you told me, do I think Tupac's alive? I might say yes. If I had to guess one, and they said, if you're wrong, I'm going to blow your head off. I think I'd go with yes. Yeah, I remember. The last, if you look back, they always say, when you hear these tragedies, and you guys can tell me whether you agree with me or not. Whenever you hear stories, okay, or you hear about certain news or what have you, and if you could think back to things that you heard during your lifetime and a friend of yours got killed and or someone you know got killed and you heard 20 different stories about what happened, mostly 9 times out of 10, the very first story you hear is the closest to the truth. The very first story here, because it's still raw, and no one's had a chance to spin it and, you know, turn the story around yet.
Right.
So the very first story we heard about Tupac was he's in stable yet critical condition. And he should make it out of here. He should make it out of this. He's stable yet critical. He's in ICU.
And they died.
You know. He had asked for his mom and this and that and the other. Now when the mother gets there, all of a sudden he's dead. Once the mother got there, this is my theory. This is my Tupac theory. First of all, I'm going to ask you, Miss O.D., gun to your head right now, do you think Tupac is alive or dead?
I think he is alive.
Wow. My man's in them?
I think he's alive, but for another reason. But, you know, we don't got to go into that. But, yes, I do.
So you think he's alive, too? Wow. They see, hey, this is something I didn't know about you two.
Yeah.
So you two think he's alive as well?
Yeah, I'm waiting for next year, too. Definitely.
He's too calculating. He's a smart man. He once all that shit was going down with all these people in the industry and he saw how things really was, he was
right.
Like, you know what? Had enough money. Deuces. You think I'm dead? I'm gone. Bye. See you later.
Let me tell you something. I did a lot of looking because at first I thought, you know, oh, yeah, sure, everyone's. I did a lot of this looking. I did a lot of probing into the whole Tupac death thing.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, I'm very heavily into this Illuminati stuff, especially over the past 5 years. Did a lot of looking into the Illuminati. And I listened to a dude named Professor Griff, who used to be down, who is down with Public Enemy. And Professor Griff told us years ago about this Illuminati thing. You know, they're into, you know, once you reach a certain status. Now, we all know it came out that Suge Knight had something to do with killing Biggie.
Mm-hmm.
That's already came out. That Suge Knight had something to do with killing Biggie. This is what I believe happened with Tupac. Now, let's not also forget that Tupac's mother, the Black Panther. What are Black Panthers famous for? Hiding people. Black Panthers are famous for hiding people. They've been hiding people in Cuba for years. Years. Right. That's what Black Panthers do. Tupac's mother is a Black Panther. I believe with all my heart, when Tupac's mother arrived at that hospital, she said, that is it. They're not going to attempt to kill my son again. He's now been attempts on his life, and this is the third or fourth time he's been shot at.
Yep.
He's coming out of this Tupac, if you remember, if you heard all the stories, Tupac wanted to end all of that East Coast, West Coast beef. He wanted it to end, but it was straight out of the mouth of people like Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre. This was Suge Knight that was keeping this going. Suge wanted to keep this going. Pac was working on a which people, a lot of people don't know. He was working on a project called One Nation with Nas, with Buckshot Shorty from Black Moon, with a lot of other New York artists. This One Nation stretch to get everybody on one accord. But see, Suge Knight didn't want that. I believe, because I still don't believe he got shot to this day, Suge Knight, I believe that, and remember the story when Tupac first got shot. The first story was he was taken by helicopter. Then the story changed to the ambulance arrived and took him out of the car. So if he, and another thing, you can search what Tupac has said. He believes in soul resurrection. He never believed in cremation, ever. Ever. But now, since he's so-called dead, now he's being cremated. Never an autopsy. The autopsy, only autopsy found online, doomed to be fake 3 years later. What do you make of this? You obviously believe, you said, my man's in him, you believe he's alive. I believe he wanted to out of this industry.
Yeah.
And he wanted to get out of it. Suge Knight attempted to have him murdered, assassinated, and I believe his mother said, that's it, no more.
Yeah.
My man's in him, what you said you believe he's alive for another reason, and so do tell.
Well, my corny kind of reason is because once upon a time when I was just searching and looking at random stuff online, I didn't find it again after that, but I found a clip of some interview with Tretch where they were interviewing him somewhere, and they asked him in a funny joke. It wasn't even like, you know, NBC or some shit. The guy just saw him on the street and was talking to him about something else and said, quick question, Tupac still alive? And it was like one of those shotgun questions. And he looked at the camera and started laughing and was like, nah, man. And he just, like, laughed it off kind of and just didn't even answer it. And I was like, what the fuck? Why? What the hell was that? Why did he laugh? Like, what the hell? Your boy dies, you laugh and just say, nah, I'm good? Ever since then, I was like, yeah, I don't know. Because I know they were click. So the fact that he didn't answer that question and kind of just laughed it off on some, like, y'all going to find out sooner or later. Ever since then, I was like, I'm kind of thinking this dude's alive now, yo, because that's definitely somebody who probably would know, you know?
Ms. O.D.?
You know what else I think?
What?
I think that once they orchestrated his death, because, yes, they wanted to save his life, I think he was sitting back and watching how many people came to pay homage because he got off on things like that, too.
So they love me.
Look how many people came out for me.
Let's say this. Now that he sees what the hip hop music has become, I tell you right now, if I was him, I'd stay dead. I don't want to come back to this bullshit that's going on right now. If I was him, I'd stay dead.
I hear that shit.
You know, I would just let my leg. But another one of the reasons why I feel as though he is still alive is because, listen, I understand the man was a workaholic. I understand he had, you know, and this nigga was in and out of jail. He, see, went to jail for a year. He was always in court. Ain't no way in hell he had time to make all them records. I don't think Tupac, I mean, you still got Tupac albums coming out.
Mm-hmm.
You've been dead 17 years. There's no one that has that much material. is if Biggie loved the studio too. When once Biggie's ass died, his record stopped playing a year later. You ain't heard nothing else new from Biggie since he's been dead. Maybe the next year you heard a couple of mixtapes, a couple of verses. This dude was putting out albums. That was 10 years later. New material still coming out.
Word, no problem. New beats and everything. Shit.
Thank you.
I can't see it. I can't see him still. And you know the mother controls what comes out. You know, she has all the masters. She controls the music empire.
He said, "Pop, baby, I need a new fur coat. Come make another record for me. Let me go sell it for you."
I think he's alive. I do. I think he's alive. But if I was him, I'd stay dead.
Like pop.
This garbage that we got going on right now that they call hip hop.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
646-595-4038. So I'm going to attempt to get in the next couple of weeks. It's going to be hard because they're going through it right now. I'm going to attempt to get either, the only ones responding to me on Twitter is T-Boss. So I'm going to hope, yeah, T-Boss responds to me. Chili hasn't responded yet. T-Boss responds. I'm going to attempt to get T-Boss to call the show. If I tell her it's only going to be 5 minutes, you know, once I get on the show, he's all mine. It's a wrap.
Right, of course, yeah.
But she did respond because I was tweeting at her during the film. Miss O.D., did you see the film yet?
Yes, you know I did.
You saw the film. And now, my man's and them, I know you're busy. Have you had a chance to check out the TLC movie?
I have no comment. Continue. Thank you.
You have not checked out the film. So, Miss O.D., Miss O.D., what was your take from the TLC biopic?
Before I say that, if you still haven't seen it, it's coming on again tomorrow night for all you lame asses who have missed it.
Imagine them.
Fuck you. Thank you. All right.
Oh, and from what I've confirmed, La Rivers as well. So okay. 8 o'clock tomorrow night, 8 p.m., VH1. The movie is awesome.
I have a DVR. If you want to rub it in a little bit more, I actually have it on DVR. I just didn't get a chance to watch it yet.
Okay. Tell it to the Marines.
Yeah.
So when you go home, when you get a chance, imagine them, you can check that out. But without giving away too much, Ms. O.D., you thought the movie was amazing. Was there something in there that struck you? I know you watch these things very carefully. Something in there that struck you away that you did not like or didn't, you know, something, a person. Out of the three girls, do you agree with what I said about Lil Mama and her portrayal of Left Eye?
I absolutely agree. I think she did an excellent job.
Was there one of the girls, Chili, T-Boz, we had to take Left Eye out, so one of those two girls, who did you think did not come across fully 100%? As Chili or T-Boz. A lot of people have problems with Chili out of all of them.
I think they cast the movie perfectly for who they had. I think it was
absolutely
good.
Agree.
Agree. Personally, they could have gotten some female who looked exactly like Chili but didn't do as good of a job as Keke Palmer did.
Keke Palmer did an excellent job. We're going to, by next week, everyone will have seen the film, and I'm sure this drama will still be going on. We do urge the callers to call back next week. We did run a little long this week. I do apologize. Call back next week. We'll get you right on immediately. We want to thank Jennifer Luckett, my man's and them, Miss O.D. Thank you for holding me down as always.
Yes, sir.
Want to thank Kiki Swenson for calling in.
Yeah, that was a beautiful
next
thing.
Next Tuesday, hopefully we'll have some more surprises. I'm trying to get T-Boz. I'm still working on Lisa Bonet. And we'll be back next Tuesday with some more Heaven Hollywood Experience. We'll see everybody next week.
Work, bitch.
Yeah.
Work, bitch.
Game crazy.
Awesome.
I know you see her. How could you not? You hear them high heels come and go. Knock, knock, something like a melody. My heartbeat like an 808. Boom, boom, 808. I got a killer view, but I need a close-up. Shoot with a man, but so what? We can take it real slow. Unless you wanna speed it up. Yeah, yeah, baby, let's speed it up. Uh-oh. I know I-
Tony Stacks, and you tune into the Heaven Hollywood Experience on Dollhouse Radio.